1960, the community radio of the North State. Today we're going to be listening to a replay for Free Fire Radio of yesterday, April 9th. But before we do that, we wanted to take some time and talk about Haven Humane with Spencer. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Savannah. So this morning I brought with me two little kittens. Kitten season is finally here. We've had a lot of customers that have been long awaiting the kittens to start arriving. Well, they are finally here. This morning I brought Daryl and Darla with me. Daryl and Darla are brother and sister. They're about 6 weeks old. Daryl is black with a little bit of white on his face. His whole face is almost black, but his nose, he's like got a stripe of white that goes right up his nose. Darla is a Duluth calico, and they are both sitting on my shoulders right now and playing around.
Yep, they are pretty darn adorable.
They are. So they're a little too small to be spayed or neutered yet, so they'll need to go into what we call foster to adopt. You can come down and start the adoption process, and what we'll do is we'll send them home with you today, and you'll just need to bring them back in about 3 weeks. Whatever date works around your schedule, you can schedule the spay or neuter appointment around your schedule. It's all covered in the adoption fee, and once you bring them back for their spay or neuter, they're legally your animals, and I mean they're great pets. They're at the perfect age where they're young and playful and very inquisitive, and it's just the perfect time to introduce them into your new home.
Yeah, they both look like they have a really sweet demeanor.
They do. They're both absolutely adorable and very, very curious. So if you're interested in fostering Daryl or Darla or any other cat that comes to our shelter, because we have mama cats with babies that need to go into foster homes, we have individual kittens. If you'd like to become a foster parent or you're interested in adopting a kitten, please stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653.
Awesome. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
Alrighty, right now, I'm just going to give us the weather. Currently, it is 47 degrees, going to get up to a high of 70, a low of 50 today. Saturday is looking at a high of 72 with a 20% chance of showers and a low of 50 degrees, and Sunday is going to be a high of 77 degrees. So, we have a chance of getting a little bit of rain. And I just want to give our sponsors of the weather a shout out, which is Shasta Gas Propane. There are warm friends, locally owned and operated, give senior and veteran discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793. All right, right now we're going to listen to a replay from April 9th of Free Fire Radio. Hope you enjoy.
NR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except it's Thursday, so Linda's not here. And neither is Trish, because Trish is on vacation driving around the states in her RV. But the Bob's here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
We started off this morning, Bob and I, rolling around on the floor punching each other. So that's what family does. So I fire him about once every other week. You're fired. Okay. But not today. It'll be sometime in the near decade, something like that. It's hard to work for me.
It's Tell terrific to work for you.
Oh, come on.
You're not the easiest guy to work for.
Well, I'm not. I know that. Sometimes I'm too direct, my wife says. Linda.
But I do appreciate you as an employer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Bob. Okay, all these little huggings going on here.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody's ever heard me say it out loud, but I did today. Okay, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it looks dry for the next several days, except for Saturday morning. There's a 20% chance of showers, but otherwise we look dry between now and Monday. 69 the high today, 47 the low tonight, 70 the high on Friday, with highs of 71 and 74 on Saturday and Sunday.
Cool.
And right now we have 44 degrees and fair skies in downtown Reading.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. You know, it's a veteran-owned business. We got a surprise announcement here. They're going to be on. But these guys have been just doing a lot for our veterans in the area. And we'll make that announcement later on when it's official. Of course, locally owned and operated, 365-3793, senior and veteran discounts. So good morning, everybody. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Onion Grower and Sun Gold. The people coming into the chat room, 7:07 on April the 9th, Thursday, right here in River City. A lot of things going on. We've got a full plate here this morning. One of the things I want to talk about, a couple of things that are happening. You know, I hate talking about something as serious as this to begin with, because I've got all these other things I'm going to talk for in about the next 8 minutes before we welcome our guest from CareNet, who'll be coming in, is that, because it's kind of, you know, CareNet, good morning. How you doing, Shelly?
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, great.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
You live in Shingletown.
Okay? I do.
Bob, help. Let's get her her microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never mind. I fixed it. you live in Shingletown. You just told me. Are you? Do y'all have snow up there?
It snowed on Sunday and Tuesday. It came dumping like crazy. And I'm only at about 3,300 feet. But yeah, it was beautiful. It's a great couple days.
Great. Oh,
we need it.
So you drive down into town every day from Shingletown?
I do.
So how far is that?
It's about 30 miles. Takes us about 30-35 minutes.
Your business is taking care of people or helping people.
True.
Right. I saw something in the paper today that a judge sentenced this felon who had to 10 years in jail who sodomized a 3-year-old. He could have sentenced him to jail for a long time. And yet the judge said that, this guy is not a serial pedophile, which I found very, very interesting. On something like that, that they would say that because of that, he's only going to receive a 10-year sentence. And the judge ruled that in his case, the mandatory minimum sentence of 25 years to life would be unconstitutionally cruel. Little girl walks in the garage. He locks the garage door. He assaults her. Little girl tells her mom. And he goes to jail for 10 years.
Didn't know he made a distinction between serial and non-serial pedophiles.
Neither did I. Okay. Sit, lie, and no sit or lie ordinance is coming into Reading. Today on our show at 8 o'clock, our Chief Paletti and the head of the Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson, are going to be with us. And we're going to talk about transients and transient crimes. State Water Board asking Reading, Anderson, and Shasta Lake to make more cuts than proposed by government. Can this be? 35% cuts, vice 10 to 20% cuts throughout the rest of the state. Based on the average, that we up here in Reading use 165 gallons a day or more. You know, I think it's the people up in Shingletown. You're doing it. People are out there using using it on grows out there, I think.
Perhaps. I'm not. I don't associate with that crowd, but it could be true.
Think that could be? Is that
we have our own well up there, so it's a little bit different.
Oh, so you can't count that one. Can't count that one. Okay, if you have your own well, you probably can't count it. Okay. anyway, so it's going to be. We're going to be cut back 35% more. We've already cut back 17, so we need to cut back another 18%. So this means is that if you have a yard, no, you don't. If you have flowers in your yard, no, you don't. If you have a dirty car, it is a badge of honor. Dirty car, a burnt-out yard.
I have one of those right now.
A burnt-out yard?
No, a dirty car.
A dirty car. Well, so do I.
From all the snow.
Yeah, well, you know what? So badges of honor now will not be when people walk to your house, and your swimming pool will only be half full. So don't dive in. You can wade into the deep end because it's usually 5 feet. Now it's 2 feet, and you can just lay there in the pool. So that's a marked distinction, too. You've got an empty swimming pool, a badge of honor here. if you want to go swim, go to the river. Dip yourself. Oh, wait a minute. We're closing to Sacramento, too. for fishing for five and a half miles right through the best trout fishing areas in the United States. We're going to, the Fish and Wildlife Service want to close that down because of the salmon. Instead of cutting the water back early, letting the salmon be pushed into the deeper channel so they'd have to lay their eggs. That would be too hard to do. Boston bomber guilty of 30 counts. Next phase sentencing. He looks like he's 12. Killed three people, though, and wounded 200 more. And there, you know, how do you fight this one? I mean, you must just argue because he's young and his brother, you know, forced him into it. And my final little comment here is: Record Searchlight doesn't like marijuana rules from the city council. It says the city council is not giving people a voice. Is there a surprise here? The council has been cutting off comment from the people starting from the very beginning. This new city council got seated, the Imperial City Council. That, you know, that, so now they say, well, we should have a voice in this new marijuana. No, we're just going to pass this thing. We're going to do away with this. We've done away with this. Let's just move this one to the rear. It makes you wonder what they're doing, because it was supposed to be like listening to the people. And yet when you hear these things, cutting off comment, moving the public comment section, doing away with organizations that would bring, you know, that they disagreed with or that said, hey, wait a minute, we have a problem here. So what do? They just disband them. I guess we're lucky that we're not living 2,000 years ago. Caligula would have put me in the arena. Yes, okay, I heard that. A round of applause. Thank you very much. Mm. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with CareNet.
Michael W. Smith. An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Call 243-8400. Preferred carpet gear.
Oh no, dirty carpets!
So I called Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Everybody must get stoned.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, April the 9th, 7:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you, Leonard has such great deals on fine quality jewelry, from estate jewelry to brand new stuff. He can design jewelry, he can build jewelry. And if you've got a watch that's broken, you take it to Four Winds Jewelry because he's got a trained watch repair guy there. If it's broken and you take it anywhere in town, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. Skip the middleman. Skip that extra bit of 10% added onto it and take it right to Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down. Leonard's always has something on sale. Even if it doesn't say that, just say, Leonard, what's on sale? And he and his associates will show you great stuff. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Monday through Friday. I'm here with Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet. What is CareNet?
CareNet, oh my goodness, CareNet's fantastic. CareNet is a local nonprofit. It's a pregnancy center. We've been in the community for 30 years now, going on 31, and we've been in Red Bluff. We're celebrating our 10th year anniversary in Red Bluff this year in October.
And what does CareNet do?
CareNet, we offer free services to the community. So we walk women and men through pregnancy until their children are three. So we offer free pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds. We've got our parenting program that focuses on prenatal education, nutrition, and parenting skills. We've got a lot of one-on-one mentoring as well as group classes. And then our incentive program that we offer also, quote-unquote, rewards our clients for participating in anything off-site that is adhering to their education. And so say that they're attending a car seat class or a breastfeeding class or attending a parenting class off-site or working with a nurse one-on-one, they get points in the system, and those points translate into dollars, which is fake dollars because we actually don't give away money and we don't charge our clients. But they use that to purchase items in our stores. So, and it's just like an exchange program. So they use their points toward very practical items. Diapers, wipes, cribs, blankets, physical things that they might need throughout pregnancy and children.
You want to help somebody who's pregnant.
We do.
To have their child.
We do.
And make sure that that child's born healthy.
Yes.
That they have a good start in life.
Yeah.
And that's what you're here for, is to help.
Absolutely. We partnered with many different organizations. The WIC program, which stands for Women, Infant, Children, has been around. Mm-hmm. It's a state-funded program. And
right.
They're promoting us, and if they have clients that they're working with that don't know about our program, they refer people to us. We've also partnered with the First Five program, which is also a state-funded program. They focus on everything. They refer to it as their pathways. There's five different pathways that they're trying to promote in the community and statewide with early literacy and pregnancy care, et cetera. And so we receive grants from them to purchase items that will help promote healthy pregnancy. So we have books and different things, children's books that they help as well to get in our clients' hands.
Okay, how'd you get into this?
Wow.
Because you've been in this for a long time.
I've been in this in a long time, in and out. So it actually started, I don't know if I've ever shared this.
If that's too personal, you don't have to do that.
No,
personal's
great.
Because you obviously care. You've been on the show a couple times before, and I find what you do and your sincerity on this to be so, I guess it's uplifting to see people that are sincere about what they do to help other people.
It comes really from just deep within that I'm a former client. So it was years and years ago. My daughter actually is going to be 11 this month, and I found myself pregnant. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have an OB doctor. And I was finishing my teaching credential at the time, so I'd already received my bachelor's, and I was going back to school. And I just found myself stuck. And I was already a single mom. My daughter was 9 at the time. And so I didn't know of any place to go at the time that didn't, I needed insurance. And so that's one of the ways that we actually help close the gap of what's happening in the community. And so, I've been involved for 12 years. So I started out as a client, came back later, took their volunteer training. A couple years later, I catered on the side as a hobby, and I catered a banquet that they did, a fundraising banquet, and then I got involved after that as a board member. And then I became the board president for a season for about 12 months. And then we had some transition internally, and it was almost like this seamless transition, but our director was moving back to Texas, and kind of talked through some things with our board, and I kind of stepped into the seat as the executive director.
There you go.
There you go. 12 years.
How many people a year do you help on an average?
On an average, what'd you say? Around 1,800. We just actually
1,800 a year?
1,800 a year.
That's 1,800 unique visits?
Unique visits. We have, when we actually count their visits, because we run reports on everything, it was over 4,800.
4,800. And they need help ranging from?
Ranging from walking in the door saying, I think I'm pregnant, but I'm not sure. And then it might be negative, it might be positive. All the way until, and then we might see them one time. Or if we're seeing them repeated times throughout, giving them another pregnancy test as follow-up, first trimester ultrasounds, as well as walking them through our program. They can come in as often as weekly in order to be in that parenting program.
Okay. Now, you've got a fundraiser coming.
We do.
When's that going to be?
We've got two major fundraisers a year. The one that's coming up right now is our Walk for Life. It's called Run for Their Lives. It's going to be on Saturday, April 18th, over at the Sundial Bridge. Check-in is at 9 a.m., but you can register online early for early bird registration. The day of registration doubles. You go to CareNetNorCal.org. A week later in Red Bluff, we'll be hosting that at Community Baptist Church. So the Red Bluff Walk is April 25th. For those of you that might be in the Red Bluff area or the surrounding areas, it's a huge hit every year. It's geared toward, geared towards the whole family. So we've got a 2-mile walk, a 5K run, and in Red Bluff this year we've added a 10K run and a diaper derby. We're going to have a stroller division for
a diaper derby.
Yep.
Okay.
So registration is available online as well as the fees. So it's only $5 to walk, and it's $25 for the 5K run. And we'll have a bounce house face painting. Marinello School of Massage will be there that morning giving away free massages. Dutch Bros has sponsored us, and we'll be there with their van as well as
Dutch Bros. Chris and Aaron.
Chris is a big supporter of us. So
Chris, I've got to give Chris a call. Chris and I are friends. I guess into friends in a sense that we both went through trials and tribulations when we were dancing with the stars together. And since then, you know, we were on
each
other.
That was a pretty good season.
I tell you what, you get close on something like that. It's not combat, but it's close. Because there's a big chance of making a fool of yourself in front of 1,000 people, which I do almost every morning. But they do a lot for our community too.
Yeah, they do.
Now, I don't know if people understand, but you don't receive any government or state funding.
No, we don't. It's all by private donations. So the fundraisers that we do, private monthly donors, businesses, and local churches. That's where all the money comes from. And every month, it's just waiting to see what happens. So we just love to communicate with the community about the services that we offer and how we're partnering with other agencies and helping families. So that's our goal, is just to help people. We don't really focus on what we're against. We're not doing any marching or picketing. We're just focusing on
helping people.
Yeah, helping people and celebrating life.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's a really beautiful
thing. You're too busy to protest.
Actually, to be honest, we are. Like, we're too busy to hang around in the negative light.
Okay.
We're focusing on some good stuff.
A week from this weekend, Saturday, April 18th. How much tickets for this? Or do you just go down? I mean, how much is this, I mean, to help?
It's $5 to walk and $25 to run. You also, if you're a walker or a runner, you can actually get people to sponsor you and say, hey, would you sponsor me? And it's just a way of fundraising. So we've Caliber Office Furniture and ABBA's Child Learning Center, they both have sponsored us and will be participating in it. So there's other sponsors that are going to be featured on our T-shirt. If people raise $150, they get a free T-shirt, and there's other prizes. We're going to have a lot of door prizes of different businesses that have partnered with us as well. Little Sandwich Shop has given away lots of things for gift certificates for door prizes as well. So that's, yeah, it's coming up in a week and a half, and they register online, or they can just come up to the day of. But registration does double the day of the event.
Where's your office? I know it's on Athens, but is it across?
It's right across the street from Subway and Jazzercise. We're located at 2460 Athens Avenue.
So if you go just a little bit further, you can see the Cypress Square Barbershop.
True. Right. No, it's actually right across the street.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I know. I mean, I was pretty sure I knew where you were at. And you take donations. People can just walk in and just give you a donation, too.
Yep. We take donations all the way from if someone says, hey, my child's outgrown this car seat and it's not expired, or I'm not using this formula, or if they've received a baby bottle, we do baby bottle drives throughout the community. And so maybe they picked it up at a business or a church and they fill it up with cash, check, or coin. They drop that off. But the physical items are a huge support to the families. And it's just like pay it forward. I've outgrown this and I'm going to give it to another family.
You have people living in cars. They're homeless.
We
do. Help.
We do. We have people that are pregnant living in their cars. And so our heart and our goal is to help get them on their feet and offer them all the community resources that are available. So we do a tremendous amount of community referrals of the different agencies that we've partnered with. And to be honest, there really isn't any reason to be living in your vehicle because there are so many resources. There are waiting lists for certain things. But if a client is willing to kind of do the work,
you can get them into some kind of housing. Then.
Either transitional housing or a maternity home, or if a woman is pregnant, she can be at the House of Hope over at the Mission. What it is that there's rules, quote unquote rules that are involved in having housing, and a lot of people, not a lot, but there is a handful.
They'd rather have their baby in the back seat of a 57 Chevy.
And you know what? If that happens, they won't be having their baby in the back seat of that Chevy. CPS will get involved, and that child will instantly go into foster care. And then we're trying to avoid that process.
Because you want to have the mother keep the child.
We would love to see them in a healthy place to where they could do that. Yes, absolutely.
Shelly Gibbs, who obviously cares about what she's doing. And what is this, the second or third time you've been on? Here.
I think it's my second. I've been over on the other stations as well.
There are
times.
No other stations.
This is true. Excuse me.
Excuse me. What did you just say? okay, Shelley. It's going to be. We'll talk about this next week.
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets.
We're going to give away some tickets here. So, how many tickets can I give away over the next few days?
Four. Let's start with four, and then you let me know what you need.
Okay, we'll start giving away four tickets. We'll give those away, and these are for either the walk or the fun run, right?
Yep, and we are featured in the back of this month's Enjoy magazine, so there's an ad on that with more information if you've missed any of that.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much for being with
Thank
us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460 is Thursday, 7:31 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a great weekend. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You are listening to KCNR 1460, the community radio of the North State. Today we are listening to a replay of yesterday, April 9th, of Free Fire Radio. Hope you keep enjoying.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Thursday, April the 9th. It is 7:35 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. We're going to have a good day. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But this portion of the show is brought to you by the Shasta Blood Center. They're having a big blood donation day on April the 17th. Linda and I will be at Shasta Blood Center. And there is cupcakes there, a challenge to save a life photo booth where you can challenge others to donate blood and get prizes. And the big thing, the diamond drop is happening live at the Shasta Blood Center. That's right. They've taken a diamond necklace, which has been donated by Four Winds Jewelry, great people down there, and they freeze it in an ice sculpture. And you put down in there, then you're there after you've given blood, that when you think that's going to melt. I know. Hey, I don't come up with these, but this is a great idea. And so if you win, one closest to the time it melts wins the diamond necklace. Is this cool? That's pretty cool. The diamond drop. And this is going to be at Shasta Blood Center. This is time for people to give blood. One pint of blood can save six lives. And we've had members of our staff here have been given blood. We've had members of our staff here that bled. Oh, no, that's different. Bob gave it the office one day when but we couldn't get it into those little pint sacks. He was just spreading it everywhere. Call 221-0600 to sign up today. If you have a question, call us here at the station, 605-4565, and we'll be glad to help you get down there, because this is going to be a great event. We're going to do a live remote right there on April 17th at Shasta Blood Center. All right. I am here. I am honored to be sitting here with heroes. I'm with Commander James Gibson, who is one of our mainstays here in town and with our veteran community, and is I'm not going to say what you are. I'm going to go around. Norm Hoskins, he was here. Also another hero in our community. And Ray Ward, the third hero we have right here. If you go up to IGO, anytime that there's an internment, if they're doing honors to veterans, you're going to see these three gentlemen here. And they're all members of the Cuttlefish Society. What's a cuttlefish, Commander Gibson?
Well, what we are, what you could compare us with is a group or a chapter of the USS, the United States Submarine Veterans Incorporated, is our national group. The Cuttlefish base was established on November 11th, 2000. We did it up at the American Legion, had got our charter. Mm-hmm. Since then, we have functioned in the community. There are four of us, used to be five, that go to the cemetery for every Navy internment or any PGR or MIAP. Norm can tell you, but last year we were at the cemetery over 150 times. We had burials and so forth. Then some of us volunteer out there from Cuttlefish Base. And our main thing is camaraderie. Submariners are a close-knit group, and whenever you see a guy with dolphins, the little badge on their ship, people pull themselves together. I've met people on cruises, submariners I never served with, but we...
It's a special society you guys are in, right? Norm, you're out there too, and I see you at all these. And you know what? And frankly, we've just had CareNet here, who does things for people. And we have the submariners here that are out there on these to honor our fallen. And it's not like you guys are 25 years old, but but you're always out there.
It's the right thing to do. We feel really camaraderie and kinship with these people that are being buried. And we have to show support for them, because a lot of the funerals out there, there's nobody shows up, maybe two or three family members.
Isn't that something?
And we have to be there.
And you know, and you all are there, and it's you're paying honor like that. It's such a, it's very moving, the tribute. Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
To do this a long time, huh?
Well, a few years, yes.
You got a great voice.
Thanks, appreciate it.
How long were you in the Submariners?
One hitch is all.
One hitch. Was that enough to
unfortunately, I refer to it as the biggest mistake I ever made. Getting out.
Getting out?
I should have stayed. I really should have.
Well, you know what? Why did you join? And I'm going to ask every one of you this. Why the Submarines? Or did you have a choice?
I did have a choice. I was going to sonar school at the time, and word came down that the submarine force at the time was looking for more volunteers. They were beefing up the submarine force at the time.
When was this now?
About 1954.
Okay.
And
Cold War was really hot right back then.
It was. And several buddies and myself took a look at it. And as youngsters, we said, great chow, more pay. Why are we sitting here instead of there?
Oh, okay. And that was it. Okay.
No, actually, it was a lot of patriotism involved.
Well, I know
too,
that. You know what?
We had to make a light of it.
Of course you did, because when you're young and you volunteer to do things like this, that it's kind of like, hey, look, they paid me more. You know, it's like guys going into, you know, a jump school and that. Oh, you know, I'm doing it for the $125. No, you're not. What about you, Norm?
I mean, my stories are a little bit different. When I was a kid, when I was really young, I really liked submarines.
Now, why was that?
I have no idea.
Did you see a movie? Or
I've seen the movies, and I heard about them and what stories were. Because, you know, I was raised when the Second World War was on.
Sure. A lot of stories in the newspapers about our subs out there battling
and
it
on
out.
On the radio. Yeah. No such thing as television back then, but on the radio.
Probably why that generation was smarter than us.
I told a friend of mine, I says, when I get old enough, I'm going to join the military. I'm going to go on submarines. I'm going to be a Marine. And he says, Marines don't handle submarines. Sailors do. I said, well, then I'm going to be a sailor. And that's what happened. I joined the Navy and became a sailor.
I made that mistake. I wanted to be in submarines, and I joined the Marine Corps. It took me 30 years to figure out. They didn't let me do anything.
Yep.
Okay. So, and when did you join? Can I ask?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it.
When did you?
I was in 51.
51?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, these were the old diesels, too.
That's right. All of us.
Yes.
Just like the old movies.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Commander.
I mean, you could look at them old movies and realize that you was on them things. You know?
Yeah.
They hadn't really changed a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Commander, what about you? I mean,
well, in 1947, I had great aspirations of maybe being a high up baseball player. And I had through my uncle, I had an acquaintance, Honus Wagner, if you remember.
Honus Wagner, absolutely,
the great shortstop. Anyway, I got a chance to try out with Pittsburgh through him. And he, back through my uncles and my dad and finally me, said, he's got a good curveball, he's too small, and his fastball isn't fast enough. He'll end up being a major league bum. Or minor league bum. I said, at that time, and you couldn't go into college after you'd been anything to do with pro sports. So I'd lost that. And there was nothing in the little town in Mount Jackson in western Pennsylvania, really. And so Dad said, why don't you look at the military? So I went in, talked to the Navy, and they offered me a program whether I got on the and learned a trade.
Mm-hmm.
I got to boot camp and got through that. That was an interesting thing for a kid that never had anybody yell at him and get into boot camp. And I really, really thought both my parents were married. You know, they used words to tell me that they weren't.
That they weren't.
Anyway,
and that you were related to animals and things like that. Yeah,
that's true. The one guy says, "I can't teach you to march. You don't even know how to walk." And anyway, I went through entrance.
They heard us from spot to spot. They go, yeah. "You guys don't deserve to march like Marines. You deserve just go going. Okay, move. Start moving." And we had to move our way across.
To tell you one more. We were there out marching, and as you know, recruits, they'll do anything to embarrass, if they can, the drill instructor. So we're coming up on the grinder, and we're marching to the fence, and the commander got all confused, and they didn't stop at the fence. They started, acting smart, and finally the commander says, "Come away from that fence. Come." Well, anyway.
Let me take a break here. Okay, we've gotten you off the fence. Let's take a quick break here. I'm here with Commander James Gibson, Norm Hoskins, and Ray Ward, members of the Cuttlefish Society?
Base.
Cuttlefish Base. And we're talking about the 115th anniversary of the submarine service, which we're going to talk about as soon as we get back from these messages.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
4.5 million Americans would die each year without life-saving blood transfusions. You can help us save lives while being a winner, too.
The Diamond Drop is happening live at Reading Shasta Blood Center. Desi and I will be there from 10 to 5 showcasing a gorgeous diamond necklace, sponsored by Four Winds Jewelry. Challenge yourself and others in our Operation Save a Life campaign.
It's the Diamond Drop, April 17th at Shasta Blood Center. Call 221-0600 and sign up today.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for that. Bob's playing We All Lived in a Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. How appropriate there, buddy. Hey, it's 7:49 in the morning today on April the 9th. Phone lines here 605-4567. 8 o'clock, Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti and Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson will be here with us to talk about the transient problems, crime, and what are some of the things that they're doing together. My guests today are Commander James Gibson and Norm Hoskins and Ray Ward, all members of the Cuttlefish Base right here in Reading. And we're here talking about the 115th anniversary of the submarine service. And Commander Gibson is going to tell us how he got into a submarines.
Well, I was in the boot camp, and I went to engine school to learn to be a diesel mechanic. And we went up to the office one day, and they had orders on there where we were going. And so some of the guys were going to the amphibs and some going to CBs. And I looked there, and I had orders to New London, Connecticut, to the submarine school. And to this day, I don't ever remember volunteering. But I must have at some point in life. But in boot camp, you don't.
I'm sorry, I'm sure someplace you said yes.
Well, yeah, my mother didn't even tell me about it. You know. So
I'm surprised you could get in there because your parents were married.
That's okay. That boot camp instructor told me they weren't.
Okay. Anyway, that's what happened.
Anyway, I get to New London in about 4 foot of snow like they just have had.
Yeah.
I'm in blues and a pea coat, and they gave us a shovel and said, go out there and get rid of some of that snow on the road.
Walk to your sub.
You know, and again, we had one of the legends of the submarine force, guy by the chief torpedo by the name of Fitcher, who had relieved another guy by the name of Spritz, who was the chief torpedo, and he absolutely ran the submarine base. Anyway, we first day for school, we got up in front of them, and they put us in the muster. And the chief says, there's 120 of you here right now. There'll be 60 when you graduate. And so any infraction, I don't care what it was, you made it out of there. So my buddy and I, we didn't go ashore for 6 weeks because any little thing, they were looking to cut the base back. The only reason they had submarine school, that's 1949, was they didn't want to disband it and lose their instructors and key people.
Sure.
So they kept it going. I got to my first submarine in Panama, and I was one of six that didn't have combat experience on the old war patrols and so forth. For a long time, I was a non-combatant until I got my Dolphin. Oh, and
I thought he went into the Philippines, and then you know everybody gets in fights in the Philippines.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Now you know, Commander and Norm and Ray, you all have done so much plus for our community and so much for our country, and we honor first of all your service and thank you so much for that. This is the 115th year of submarines. So that takes me back to, like, what, 1900?
Yes, sir. So, that is 1900.
But wasn't the first submarine in the Civil War? Didn't they try that in the Civil War?
The difference lies in the fact, though, of when submarines were actually invented as opposed to officially adopted by the United States Navy. And there's a bit of a difference overall there in terms of time.
Okay. So, well, that's right. In fact, you can even go back to Leonardo da Vinci, I think, who drew something about a submarine like that. Wow. 115 years now. There's going to be a celebration.
I'd like Norm to talk a little bit about Caps for Kids quick.
Okay, sure. We got time. We've got, like, 6 minutes.
Okay. We have a national program. It's called Caps for Kids.
Okay.
And what we do is we go out and we find these kids, or we take phone calls or whatever, and it started out as for terminal kids, but now we do it for anybody that is ill or needs some help. We go and we give them a certificate as an honorary submariner, and we give them a Caps for Kids hat. We give a blue for the boy and a pink for the girl. And if anybody has any young kids that they need some help with, we're more than happy to, you know, step up and give them the honor that they deserve.
Again, you all are, again, stepping up in our community. This was great. So,
we also have another program where we try and adopt, if you will, some local high school graduates who are looking to get into college with a college scholarship program, which we donate to both here in Reading and down in Chico on an alternate year basis to try and help primarily children of ex-military folks.
Sure.
And give them a start.
Help them with help them with college costs, which everybody knows is very expensive.
So
how do they get a hold of you all for the program here? Who should they call?
Well, they can call me at 245-4492. anytime during the day and all, and I can give them as much information as we have. Carl, I'd like to do one other thing before we get going here.
Sure.
Our base voted to make you an honorary submariner.
Oh, wow.
And I have something here to give you, but I want to read this, if I may. Honorary submariners presented to Lieutenant Colonel Carl Butt in recognition of your years of dedicated service to the veterans on air and in local communities. We consider you a shipmate and deserving of being an honorary submariner. Presented this 9th day of April 2005, it's signed by our commander, Gilbert Houston.
Well, thank you so much. What an honor it is to be, think I can be with you guys. Thank you so much.
And to go along with that, to keep the summer sun out of your eyes, an honorary submariner hat.
It fits. You know, it's, you know what, thank you so much for this. You know, for have to have you all honor me like this, it's very touching for me. We can't do enough. We can't do enough for our veterans and the people that have served. And then I look at you all. I look at you all that are out there honoring our fallen, when there's others from their families that don't. But in reality, we're honoring our family, our brothers and our sisters that are out there.
We have, just a short note, we have a program of about, 3 minutes, Ray, that we do for Navy is called Standing the Watch. And this ends the military section of the internment. They are either in the chapel or down the committal center. And it goes to saying that everybody knows watches in the Navy, Merchant Marine, Marines, and so forth. And we go through a little ceremony. Ray does it mainly. If he isn't there, I take over and do it. But we've had so many people tell us that's closure. They really understand. And one lady, she had some trouble, you know, knowing her husband was gone. And she said it really brought an end to it. And she can realize we just did Tuesday, we just did for a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard and his wife, just over and over telling us how much they appreciated the family. So we liked it, but being out there is an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you all here today. And I mean, thank you so much for the honor you just gave me, an honorary submariner. Wow. You know, that's, you guys, you know, I could never, of all the times and, you know, all the people I met, I mean, SEALs, Special Forces and all that, the people in the submarines that are out there, it takes a special group.
Main thing to remember, Carl, is keep a zero bubble.
Keep a zero bubble. Next time you can tell me what that means.
And don't, the surfacing's got to match the diving.
Oh, okay, that's good. So you got to come up every time.
We hope.
Okay, that's when we jumped out of an airplane. We knew we were going to hit the ground.
But on that, 52 submarines in World War II didn't come back, and 3,500 officers and men are still on eternal patrol.
Happy 115th birthday. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions.
Since he was identified as the person who videotaped what happened, Faden Santana, appearing on NBC's Today Show, says he didn't know what to expect when he was recording.
I thought, you know, that he was going to die or that he was dead.
Live local late breaking news. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Company
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters say the same dangerous weather system the Midwest saw yesterday could also come to the Mid-Atlantic today, possibly pummeling Philadelphia, even Washington, D.C., with some severe storms. Robin Biggs works at a hotel near Hillcrest, Illinois. Yesterday, she and her customers had quite a sight of a tornado brewing up outside.
I got a video of it going, from east to west across the sky north of here. We didn't really hear anything. You know, the wind was really strong, though. There was a lot of stuff blowing around out here, out in the cornfields.
And a large tornado did form and touch down in northern Illinois, eventually killing one person and injuring eight others. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is gently chiding China for what he suggests is a strong-arm approach in the region.
It's hard to have friends and allies that way. And the United States has lots of friends and allies and partners in this part of the world.
Carter made his remarks today at a joint news conference with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul. It's a long-awaited political announcement. Now we know when it's coming. Sources say that Hillary Rodham Clinton will officially announce her 2016 presidential campaign on a Sunday. Meantime, a new poll suggests that many voters don't trust Mrs. Clinton. We get more from SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
According to a Quinnipiac University swing state poll, voters in Colorado, Iowa, and Virginia say Clinton is not trustworthy. Colorado voters express the most concern, with 56% saying she is not honest. The poll also found the former Secretary of State's lead is wilting against leading Republican candidates in those three critical swing states. For example, she finds herself in a close race with Senator Rand Paul in each state. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well right now, up by just about 60 points. NASDAQ up by 20. And this is SRN News.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Smithsonian Enterprises, the business arm of the popular museum complex, is launching its first new magazine in 30 years with a focus on cultural travelers.
Smithsonian Journeys will hit newsstands on April 21st as a quarterly publication. Each edition will focus on one destination with photography and stories about history, food, customs, and science. Steve Gianetti of Smithsonian Enterprises says Smithsonian Journeys is targeting cultural travelers who want to explore destinations beyond a basic tour.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Enter the era of the smart watch. The Apple Watch now on display in stores across the U.S., Australia, Canada, China, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Japan, and the United Kingdom. This is the company's first new product category to be introduced since the iPad came out 5 years ago. Some analysts predicting sales could reach 10 to 20 million units in the first year. This is SRN News. The nation's highway safety chief says his agency will seek quick action on a regulation requiring electronic speed limiters on big rigs.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration head Mark Rosekind also made contact states about speed limits that are higher than commercial truck tires are designed to handle. An Associated Press investigation found most heavy truck tires aren't designed to travel more than 75 miles an hour. Yet 14 states have truck speed limits of 75, 80, and in parts of Texas, even 85 miles an hour. Some raise their limits without consulting the tire industry. Tire manufacturers say that if tires go faster than speed ratings for prolonged periods, heat can build and cause them to blow out. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Nissan and BMW recalling more than 94,000 vehicles with faulty fuel pumps that can cause the cars to stall. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, April the 9th, Thursday, right here. Usually Trish Clark is joining me, but Trish is on. She is RVing someplace today. It's going to be a great day. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The Bob's with me this morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Weather?
We have it. Sunny skies with a high near 69 this afternoon for Redding. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 47. Then more sunshine and dry conditions tomorrow as we're looking for a high near 70. Right now we have 47 degrees in downtown Redding.
Okay, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I've got a few things I want to announce. April 11th, this Saturday, is the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center fundraising banquet and auction. Social hour starts at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6:30. You can party tables for $500, couples $50, singles $35, with huge raffles going on, guns, and all types of things. All of this, the museum has just bought some property, and this is going to help them get the museum up. Give them if you have any questions, give Rob Burrows a call at 222-2282. There's like 200 people already coming, and there's room for some more. Okay, also, let's talk about the Breakfast Line Senior All-Star Basketball Game is on the Sunday. This is the 20th annual Senior All-Star Basketball Game out at Simpson University. It's going to be the high school seniors. They're going to be playing. Many of them are on their way to colleges with full scholarships on basketball. So it's going to be Sunday starting at 4 p.m., and I have tickets for this. I have a family pack of four tickets. Just give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll get you some tickets for this. Like I said, free tickets. There's going to be a three-point shooting competition among the parents from both games, and it's going to be a great time. So we have tickets here, so just call. Okay. Yesterday we had Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti with us. And even though he's Italian, the chief is a pretty level-headed guy. He's been, you know, besides being a policeman for a very long time.
22 years.
Very long. Well, you know what? This pair of boots I'm wearing are older than that. Okay.
You're a lot older than me.
Yeah, it's true. 22 years, but he's been in combat veteran, a couple of times, I believe, over
two tours.
Two tours in Iraq. He's pretty calm. Yesterday I heard you get passionate about a lot of things that have been said in the paper in this. And we're not going to rehash that until later in the program, and I can bring that up again. But one of the things that's happened in our town, as we know, over the past couple of years, maybe 3 years, is an increase in crime and transients. It seems like homeless. So we were talking about that yesterday, and I said, well, and you said one of the things you said is that you and the Good News Rescue Mission have been working together. So Jonathan Anderson is also with us today.
Yeah, good morning.
From the Good News Rescue Mission. Thanks. I know it's short notice, but thank you very much for being here.
Oh, no, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I think we need to talk about this because as far as the city council and everybody running for office said, we're going to go for this. We're going to do all this stuff. Well, it's April. Some things have been done, and they just passed a sit-lie ordinance, which is causing some consternation. I don't think so much about the ordinance, but about the enforcement of the ordinance. But that's just a small part of everything that goes on. It's got to be part of an overall, a synergistic effect from different agencies and everybody working together. Good News Rescue Mission has come under fire.
Oh, sure. I think they figured out he's Italian and I'm Irish. I think they figured that out.
Well, that's interesting, that combo here. But you all have come under fire, too.
Yeah.
Jonathan, would you, here they are, they're foisting these people on our community,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. What do you think about when you hear that?
Honestly, Carl, I think, there's misinformation that people get. And they hear it and they spread rumors, but a lot of people don't validate, what's the truth behind those rumors. And honestly, I think the best thing I can say is you really have to equate the mission to a hospital. Hospitals don't create sickness. They're there to help people heal. But just because you walk out the doors of a hospital doesn't mean you're better in one day. And, shelters, they don't create homelessness. They're there to help people break that cycle of poverty. But just because you walk out the doors in one day doesn't mean you're going to have a home that next day. And so we're there for the long run to really help people rehabilitate. But it's true. We're seeing a population of people here in Reading over the past few years who they don't want the help. They don't want services. And they're causing a detriment and a havoc on our community.
Okay, now this is a really interesting thing. Some people, when you say things like that, that you immediately come under attack. When Chief Paletti, Rob did this, when you came out and said this, but you two aren't the only ones. There's a woman that really works with the homelessness in this town, and I'm sorry, but her name escapes me right now. But she's head of a lot of these these organizations.
Jessica Delaney.
Jessica Delaney. Thank you.
Go.
I was looking up in my notes here. She said that she goes up to people she's never seen. They're not part of our local population.
Yeah.
Who are out there, the panhandlers, or they're standing on the corners and all this. She says they're not part of our Reading group that she's come to know that are seeking help and receiving help. Where's Rob, of all organizations around here, you actually went out and tried to find out where they came from. The city of Reading didn't try to do that.
I am the city of Reading.
Well,
but,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There wasn't a direction for everybody to do this. Let's go out with some kind of concerted, or let's go out with a combined effort to find out where all these people are coming from and why they're here. So you started it. The county hasn't done it, even through their social services. And I've talked to people in social services that won't come on the show because they'll be fired about the things that's going on there.
Well, we've taken the softer approach. We've taken the little bit harder enforcement approach. Mike Johnson, the Anderson chief, and I went down to the California Police Chiefs Association, and they did an entire segment of that on strategies to deal with the homeless. And one of the things that we found very interesting in that, and it was presented by the chief of San Luis Obispo, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and one other city, San Diego, I think, that are all having the same issues that we're having here in Reading. And one of the things that we found very interesting is that all of the programs that those chiefs talked about that were being pushed and the overall strategies for their counties were being led by social services. But Mike and I didn't see that here. So we actually invited the Good News Rescue Mission and County Mental Health and County Social Services and all into a room and with Jessica Delaney and said, okay, let's do an outreach and figure out what's going on. So they actually had mental health workers that were their whole job was to go out into transient camps and make contact with the homeless population. but they were afraid to do that because, it's two women and there's, not the safest conditions out in the transient camps. So we actually gave the Good News Rescue Mission partnered as part of that, so they gave us the ability to offer them immediate shelter. There was an eligibility worker there from Shasta County Public Health. There was a mental health worker. And actually, in the lobby, I was just talking to Mr. Story from Haven Humane, and he said, when you start that again, please let us know because we'll send one of our animal control officers out, too, so that we can engage with the animals. So it was a real team effort to go out and, you know, we gathered statistics as part of that. And one of the things that I wanted to know is, if you're not from Reading, why did you come to Reading? So that we could start to look at what strategies, because we've got enough, you know, of that challenged population already that we don't need to attract it from other areas. Well, unfortunately, that was the one question they didn't ask. So I had my bike guys go do that. And over the last months, they've been asking those questions. If you didn't come from Reading, why did you come from Reading? And where did you come from?
By the way, your bike guys came on the show, mm-hmm. two of them. And they had the paper in their hands, so I could see it. They had their names. And it was really clear. And he said, why are you here? You know, boom.
Well, and you know, what we found, I mean, we interviewed 188 people, you know, and 61 of them refused to answer our questions because, you know, and why are they here? Well, I don't know. They didn't answer our questions. This is their self-reported data. You know, Rob's best guess are those probably the people that are here for, you know, illegal activity, you know, growing dope or getting dope easily or whatever the case may be. The others that did, the frustrating part for me has been, and I covered it in detail, I thought, at the town hall meeting, is that, you know, this is their self-reported data, so I can't account for what the error factor is in that. You know, and this is the criminal transient population that's being encountered by the police and being cited for misbehavior. And it was roughly, you know, one-third, 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 you know, is how it broke out, between traveling on I-5 and getting stranded, friends and family inviting them here, and coming here for charitable services. So if you look at the map I put up, you know, I don't think they're coming from Florida for charitable services. I think they're coming from Florida for dope or because their family and friends bring them here.
No.
But we don't have...
The Good News Rescue Mission has a great reputation, but absolutely. Probably not all the way down to the state of Florida for them to come here just to visit.
But when you look at
food,
you look at cities that are challenged with the transient population, it's county seats. And Reading is not just the county seat for Shasta County. It's the county seat for the North State. And other than Chico and Eureka, this is the only rescue mission.
Yeah.
So when we talk about that attractant value, I really think that has to do with Tehama, Modoc, Siskiyou, Trinity, and the surrounding counties because there is nothing there for them to go to.
Okay. My guests today are Reading Police Chief Rob Pledi and the director of the Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, rated in the top 100 hospitals in the United States. This is the third year in a row. Why? Because Shasta Regional treats their people well. Whether you're going in there on an emergency, if you're going in there for cardiac, no matter what it is, they treat people well. They treat the whole person. All of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, great people down there. We'll be right back after these messages.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you.
Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join us for the second annual fundraising banquet and auction, April 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 4:30, dinner at 6:30. Command Sergeant Major Daniel Sebi, curator for the California State Museum, will be our guest speaker. Come join us for a great night and support the museum as we raise funds for the new museum property. For more information, call 222-2282. We look forward to your support.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Thursday, it's the day after Hump Day. It's April the 9th. 8:22 in the morning here. I'm here with Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti and Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk into Espresso Joe's for just absolutely fabulous coffee at very, very reasonable prices. You don't have to take it out of your kids' education fund to buy coffee there on a regular basis. Plus, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, with a walk-in humidor that is just second to none. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, plus veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. Come stop by there, see what they have, and just see what a great place this is. 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, my guests are here, and we're Rob, you wanted to finish up on
Yeah, so you know, we gathered those statistics. I presented them at the town hall meeting. Before I did, you know, I knew there was going to be some rub because of the part that when I saw the statistics, the charitable services portion. So I actually went and met with the Good News Rescue Mission board and Jonathan and kind of explained to them what the statistics showed and you know, quite frankly, gave Jonathan some tough criticism of what the bike officers have found and what people are saying and let him know that information so that you know, they could take a good look at what they were doing and they've made, and Jonathan actually came to the town hall meeting and we gave him a mic and let him present, you know, the fact that, hey, we've taken a good look at our services and here's some of the changes based on that we're going to make. And that's, I just kind of wanted to segue into that to show that, you know, the media has portrayed this as if, you know, the Good News Rescue Mission and the police chief are in this major battle. And it's simply not true. Jonathan and I, you know, like I said yesterday, talk at least probably once a week. And, you know, I congratulate them for some of the changes that they've been willing to make and not, you know, he's not a person that when you bring him a problem that gets defensive and isn't willing to take a hard look
he's
at himself.
He's a solver.
He wants to look and solve the problem and be a benefit to the community. And I, you know, that's what makes the relationship and the cooperation very easy is because Jonathan's very open to that. And they've made those. And so I think he needs a chance to show that, you know, what those are.
Okay, Jonathan. And you're right. It's the media is and well, in this, it's Record Searchlight has seemed to. Well, I mean, you say the media is. I mean, but that's the one we're talking
well,
about.
Well,
right?
There's been a couple stories on video.
I mean, I'm not beating up the Record Searchlight. I love the paper and all this, but there's, you know, it's just like us. You know, there's. I mean, it's not true. It's not just like us. They've got papers to sell and all these things, and plus the viewpoints of their writers come in. Maybe not always true, but or maybe it's just the way it's nuanced. But Jonathan, after the chief came in and said, "Hey, these are the things we're finding."
Yep.
What was that? Was that an eye opener, or was it a or something you kind of knew, or
you know? No, it's everything that I'm hearing right now, there's a lot of new stuff. And so, you know, I appreciate Chief Paletti being willing and having the candor enough to be able to confront issues that his cops are seeing and bring that to our attention. You know what? That's the type of person I am. Bring me your constructive criticism, and I'll listen to your concerns, find out what the heart of that concern is, and we'll find solutions together. And so, you know, through this time, I don't think the public really knows, because you're right, a lot of the media has portrayed kind of this dissension between us. A lot of the public don't know that Chief Paletti and I, we do talk regularly. And previous to his town hall meeting, we had a lot of closed-door sessions where we were talking pretty candidly. He would bring in some patrol officers so I can hear firsthand what they're experiencing and seeing. And it's unfortunate, after his town hall meeting, the media didn't pick up on the fact that Chief Paletti did invite us to speak and present and show partnership. And, you know, somewhere along those lines, they pitted this dissension between us, and it's social media, it's all over, and I don't know that that's reality.
Okay, so what would you say was the, you know, the biggest thing they came when they talked to you, when the chief and his people came in, that you heard that went, yeah. And it was maybe an
aha.
I mean, I have aha moments all the time, so not hard to explain that one, but. When you heard it.
So one of the biggest things was when they're going out and talking to people and asking them why you're here, you know, what are the big attractors? And some of these people saying, well, we're just here just for the mission. We're out of the air. We're here just for the mission. And so, you know, that's a concern to me. Why would people really be here and coming just for the mission? Is it for food? Is it for shelter? Is it for these things? And so we've been looking into that as well. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I'll be candid with this. What we've been finding is there are people who are coming from out of the state to our community here, probably throughout California, but specifically to our community. And we're finding people who are coming here specifically to get on California SSI, because we pay $200 to $250 more than any other state.
Now, are these people being sent here? Are you getting any feeling like this community said, here, let me help you. You need to go here so you can be helped, and they give them a ticket?
I don't see that right now. Okay. For the mission side.
That's always been the big rumor, is that, you know, these other communities are buying tickets and they're sending them over. And I mean, I know what's happened.
That's happened.
But, you know, that they're being, you know, a van drives up at midnight and drops off six people.
The ghost van. The ghost van I haven't seen yet.
I know. See, that's what I mean. But you're not seeing that specific. But you are seeing people that are coming here because, frankly, California gives away a lot of stuff. And we are very giving people in Redding. So,
and you know what? I mean, if people are, if it's legit, what we're finding, it is legit people coming from out of state to get on California SSI. That's really not okay. I mean, we need to take care of our people here in California. We need to take care of our people specifically here in Shasta County. And if people are coming from other states here just to get on our government benefits, there's something wrong with that.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know what? Here's the question. I'm going to take an early break because it's going to take a while. What can you do, or can you, to discourage these people that come into the Good News Rescue Mission from getting on our doles? I'm going to take a break on that one because I can't wait to hear the answer.
Good question.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, April the 9th. 44 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be a great day, and the time is 8:28 in the morning.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. It's Thursday, April the 9th, 8:32 in the morning, 44 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day. Going to be a nice weekend, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's just a great place. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. It's a veteran-owned business. Man's last stronghold right there. It's a great place to go. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, across from the subway there, and across the street from that is CareNet. So, and my guests today are the Good News Rescue Missions Director, Jonathan Anderson, and Jonathan Anderson, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And Rob was on yesterday, but things came up with this transient and the new rule and how we're going to enforce that. And then that just led to how you two are working together to try and combat this problem, you know, and of the problem we have with transits that are not from here and the problems we're having with that. And before we left, I asked Jonathan, because his statement he made was he's finding a number of people are coming to California because they get more money, more services than they do in other states. So they're kind of like gradually just kind of like coming here as a magnet, as California is. And so I asked, well, what can you do about that?
Sure. So something we're doing here specifically at the mission is really trying to draw a hard line in the sand to be able to identify those who really need and want the help versus those who they're really not here for help. They might be here just to try and get on benefits, and there's a whole scam of things we're finding out with that right now. So trying to draw that hard line in the sand while at the same time, the people we have at our mission who need and want that help, we need to protect them from those who are out in our community that are causing that havoc and they're gonna ruin it for those who really want that help. And so something we've done is we implemented an electronic software tracking system. Not necessarily a tracking system, but it's a system where we now have every person coming through the mission has an ID card. They scan for every service that they're getting. We have their whole history here. It gives us the ability to track them with case management notes and logs, find out what their needs are and how we can best assess them, refer them to outside resources if that's the case, and be able to look at what's their MO. Are they the type of person that they're just 30 days in, 30 days out, 30 days in, 30 days out? Are they someone who is actively looking at breaking that cycle of poverty? It gives us the ability to really look deep into the heart of the person and figure out what the truth is, and we're able to do that in an efficient way with our staff. So that's one of the automated systems we've developed and implemented, and so it's been very good so far.
So you can go down deep. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Kay, good morning. Kay, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yes. Hello, Carl?
Yeah, you're on. You're live.
Okay. I just was wondering if they have anybody, a group of people maybe, who are searching the computer to see what's in the computer about coming to Reading for, you know, if you can't make it anyplace else, come to Reading, you know, with the type of services that they're supposed to get and everything here.
I've actually done those Google searches and tried to find, you know, specific web pages. There's some social media sites that we found that list what is in Reading and what's available. But to be fair, they also do that for other communities as well. So, you know, I think a lot of where they go has to do with the proximity of where's the shortest place I can go to get free stuff. And that's Rob's impression. And, you know, so like I said, you know, when you talk about, you know, the day after the town hall meeting, Channel 12 News went out to a transient camp with one of our officers. First two they asked said, yeah, we're from Southern Oregon because we came to Reading because we heard it was a good place to be homeless. You know, so I think it has to do I think we're getting them, like I said, from Florida because they think Reading's a good place to be? Probably not. I think that has to do with other factors outside of, you know, charitable services and things. I think their family and friends bring them here to try to help them. There's a group of this transient population that just kind of travels around with their backpacks and moving around. And, you know, some of those get stranded here. And Jonathan's been very effective at, you know, trying to make sure that they have a support system if they want to use the bus program, and developing that support system and supporting them with a ticket home. Okay. So one thing I did want to say is, you know, Jonathan and I were both in a meeting the other day that was kind of spearheaded, you know, by the city manager and the county CEO. And one of the things that I found interesting that they were talking about, the housing department, is getting all the charities and everybody that wants to participate in the homeless population utilizing, is it HMIS?
The HMIS system.
HMIS system. So it is actually a homeless management system so that they can see from agency to agency what service they've been given. So they're not duplicating services and you don't have the people bouncing from place to place to place just getting that free stuff, but there's actually creates a path for them to go through from service to service to solve the condition of homelessness, and I like that.
I was talking to somebody from social services that when they came in, they would say, and they would, because they talked to each other, and they were saying what they needed to hear. Because they'll ask, you know, and the person I was talking to says, I know, you know, I'd ask them a question. Are you a resident of Reading? Well, yes. How long have you been a resident of Reading? And there's just, you know, this blank look, and it's like, you know, a week, 2 weeks. And then I've been here a long time. Do you have anything, like, anything that shows you've been here? No. But, see, they can't say no, though.
And on that note, Carl, I'll tell you, according to social services, you only need 15 days in California to claim residency. So after 15 days here, you're technically here anyway. You're resident.
Okay.
And with the new bill that's passed in California – coming here in 2015, pretty much any homeless person can get a free ID card now as well to be able to show residency. So very interesting. This is a complex issue.
Do you have to show citizenship? Or is it just you're just showing residency in California?
Just residency.
We're not even addressing the illegal problem.
We're seeing a lot of the illegal immigration.
Not yet.
This far north. Not yet. But
you will.
You know what? What's interesting?
But mainly, those guys mostly have jobs.
Uh huh.
Can I say that?
what's interesting is to see when you really start delving into the issue and to see how complex it is. You know, the SSI issue, the, you know, lack of resources in the North State, in other counties and other communities that draw, you know, to Reading, the marijuana cultivation and how the tremors come in at certain times of the year, all those things that play together. But it's also interesting to talk to chiefs from other communities that are county seats, like Sacramento, San Diego.
Sure. They're all saying the same thing.
They're all saying the same thing. The homeless population in California. The San Luis Obispo chief, when he did his presentation, said that California has almost as many documented homeless in the state of California as the rest of the country combined.
You know, I've read that also, too. And we've – this has got to be – again, I go back into a synergistic approach of how we're going to address this. But right now we're kind of like – you know, how is the Good News Rescue Mission and the police right here in our town of Reading, you know, addressing these things? Let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning. Do you have a comment?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Because of the property I own, I deal with the two people that you have on the air at the moment on a quite frequent basis. And I need to tell the people that are listening out there that you need to get off these guys' backs. You can't blame these two people for what's happening. What needs to happen is the citizens of this community need to figure out what's going on, and they need to start making a difference and stop looking for a scapegoat.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
You know, one of the
well,
things
you know,
that,
just for a second here, Chris has been on the show before. She had a severe impact on her property, and in fact, her life has been threatened before because of this transient illegal camp problem. It's not a funny thing that's going on. And when you have two people that are trying to solve it, and yet you take a bunch of flack for it, it's, you know, so I agree 100%. Thanks, Chris, for that comment. The new sit lie ordinance. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to Chief for a second. What do you think of this, John?
Interesting because they were asking me that yesterday, and I haven't read much on it. But here's my initial thought: if we have a sit lie ordinance, you know, where do people go? Here's a good opportunity. The mission, we just opened up a day campus schedule for people to be involved. We have our community garden going. We have educational classes. We have all these things. If you don't want to sit on the street and get a fine or anything, you know what? When RPD is out there, they can refer them over to the mission. We have more partnership we can do. If you truly want the help, there are resources in our community to help you break that cycle of poverty. If the mission doesn't have them, we can refer you to the people who do. And so that's a good partnership we can have right there, I think.
You know, Gary Meadows and Brian Moore, the guys that are out working the bicycles, Eddie Gilmet, they go actually talk to Jonathan all the time and say, hey, we see this problem here. What do you think? And, you know, hey, you know, we've got this person we just talked to that says they don't qualify for your bus ticket program. What can we do with that? And Jonathan says, bring them down. We'll help them find a support network where they want to go. So that continual communication. And if you look at the sit lie ordinance, it requires a warning before they get a citation.
Yeah.
So as we're giving that warning, we can say, hey, you know, one of the changes the Good News Rescue Mission's made since all this started is opening their campus during the day. You know, Jonathan has been a little, you know, humble here, in my opinion, about the changes that he's trying to make. He wants to bring community service into the Good News Rescue Mission, to go out and have the homeless, you know, cleaning up the transient camps and engaging them and saying, hey, look, here's the help that you can get here. I will tell you that I went to Take Back Reading's meeting the other night because I saw Jonathan was going to be there, and I wanted to kind of counteract this rift that there seems to people are trying to portray. And there was a young man standing on the side of the room, and he said, you know, Chief, I live at the mission, and I have for 7 months or 8 months. And the mission helped him get a job. He's going to the Institute of Technology because he lost his job, which is why he became homeless. And he said, you know, they helped me get a $400 a month, you know, part-time job, whatever hours that I can get. But as soon as I got a job, I lost my government assistance because now I make $400 a month. When there's people not even trying to get a job, they're still getting that assistance. Mm-hmm. And he said, now
it's,
you know,
it's
and,
a trap that the government has gotten people into. You know, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
you,
but
this is one. We've run into that. People here walking that come to work for us say, can you pay me under the table? No. Well, then I'm going to lose this much money if you pay me. And I'm like, oh, maybe you need to go find another job.
Somebody really needs to sit down and say, okay, how many government programs can I get on in one time that don't coordinate between each other, and how much money can I make a month? Because that number, I would assume, would be probably staggering to most people.
I think so.
And you have good people that are going to the mission. And what I said at my town hall meeting, because you know there's been letters written to the Good News Rescue Mission saying we're not donating anymore because Chief Paletti says we're not supposed to. Well, that's not what I said. What I said was, before you donate to an organization, ask the question to make sure that the efforts that they're doing solve the condition of homelessness or make an effort to, and they don't enable the condition of homelessness. And if you're doing that, then donate to those organizations. And I think their organization is doing that.
I'm going to take a break here. Jonathan, when we come back, I want to talk about the changes you've made.
Sure.
After that. Because sure. The fact is that you listened to what's going on and that you made some changes. And in case people don't know what you've done to try and get your arms around this thing. And it's not a heartless changes, as some people seem to think. But we'll find out. We're here with Good News Rescue Mission Director Jonathan Anderson and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, with over 20 years of great service right here in Shasta County in Northern California. No matter what make or model it is, they can fix it. I can give you guarantees. If it's an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Right step.
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cementi, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Spans the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Thursday morning, April the 9th, 44 degrees. It's going to be a good day today. The waking looks like it's going to be really good. Tomorrow is going to be a best of, but we're going to replay this show tomorrow so that and we're going to advertise that. And this way also Jonathan and Chief Paletti can get the word out through their groups to listen to this show. to get a true feeling and a true understanding of how the police and the Good News Rescue Mission are working together, and they're not at odds. So just like I said, share it with your friends. The we're here with, of course, Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. And I asked you, what are the changes? Because you took this and you said, you know, you're going to make some changes at the mission.
Yep. So, first off, was a very philosophical change. A lot of people who come through the doors right now have an entitlement mentality. And that entitlement mentality, it's basically, I'm homeless, I have nothing, therefore you have to give to me. And you know what? We need to break that mentality and replace it with the mentality of, hey, you might be homeless and you might think you have nothing, but let us show you what you do have. Let us restore dignity to you as a human being, and give you a sense of self-worth. And so we have created initiatives that allow our homeless guests to voluntarily involve themselves in community service within right here in Reading. And so they can go out. We're doing graffiti removal. We're doing community cleanups, cleaning up South City Park, River Trails, things like that. We have a big cleanup that we partnered with a few people, social media, Nick Bundy. We have RPD has been instrumental in helping us create these partnerships. Big one coming up this Saturday. So breaking that mentality of entitlement, I have nothing, therefore you have to give to me. Theologically, emphasizing a message of the greatest command is to love your neighbor. And so we're really instilling into our guests to go out and love your community. Take pride in your community, give back, have this symbiotic relationship with our community, and we're going to hold people accountable to that. So if you're stealing, if you're shoplifting from somewhere, if you're panhandling, if you're taking shopping carts and going down the street, we're going to know, and we're going to put an alert on your service, and before you receive services from us, you're going to have to confront your negative behaviors in our community, because that's not an action of love. And so we are confronting each individual's behaviors, whether they are negative or positive. We'll affirm the positive, confront the negative. If they don't work with us, they will lose their services. If they do work with us, then we are overcoming those negative behaviors. It may be something along the lines of, you know, I try to shoplift from someone. Hey, we're going down, confront these negative behaviors. You're going to apologize to that person. That's okay to do. Let's go down and make right with those who we've done wrong to. Another thing, our Journey Home program. So implementing that Journey Home project, helping people get back home. We are now up to 45 people who have gone back home.
Now, this used to be they had to have family or they had to have jobs or something before you could give them a ticket. Has this changed at all?
So we do require that they need to have some type of support structure on the other end. What I tell people is send them to us. We will determine what that support structure looks like. We'll determine how that is. So far, we haven't had to deny anybody services. Everybody who's come has been able to go. So that's been really good. That's been really positive.
How about if there's a bus station there? Is that kind of a support service?
That's a little bit of a stretch.
How about a vending machine in the bus station?
No, but Jonathan has been creative, you know, and I said that yesterday, you know. You have some people, you know, that are traveling and stranded and you know, their parents may be deceased. Well, then Jonathan, that support structure may be that, you know, that church they grew up in that wants to help them, or, you know, an aunt or an uncle or a cousin, brother, sister. I mean, he's been very creative in making sure that there's someone there to support them and help them, but not being so stringent that it has to be mom and dad or mm-hmm. something of that nature. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're looking at that, and so we've sent 45 people to other places then.
Yeah, we are currently averaging right now close anywhere from 7 to 10 people a week who are going out on buses right now.
And it's only 45 though?
So we're at 45 people, and we are just into our fourth month.
Okay.
We started with about one or two per week, and now we are growing and averaging.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's caught on, and you've got, okay, this way we're going to do it. Now, do you have a lot of them coming in here? Or do the police, is this where you guys bring in? You guys bring
helping.
In somebody? Because
they're
I know
helping.
That you had, there's a woman that was sent here from Reno. This was something mm-hmm. that's been documented, sent from Reno to Yreka, from Yreka down to here, and all she wants to do is go back to Reno. Did mm-hmm. she make it?
I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know about her specifically. Yeah. I know that, you know, that's that coordination, you know, between, because you say you have to have a support system, and the people tell the officers, well, I don't have a support system. I just want to go home. Well, they may have one, but they don't realize
that
or utilize it, and they haven't contacted that support system to find out. So the officers, you know, I had to suspend the bike program, like I said yesterday, for a little bit because we've got one of our motors is out.
Gone.
Pretty seriously injured, and the others are
from
off
police?
Duty. Oh. But you know, so until we get him back, right now we've got the Reading Rodeo, we've got the Cool April Nights. Those are all planned and coordinated by the motor officers. So we had to suspend it for a little bit because they're a little inundated with special events right now because all that goes through the traffic division. But when we get back to that, what they were doing is now instead of just saying, okay, well, you can't go. The bike officers actually went down and met with Jonathan and said, okay, what is this support structure? What do you have to have? And that's when Jonathan said, bring them to me and we'll determine that. And we can at least engage them and get them services while we're making that determination. Okay. So the officers know now to take them to the Good News Rescue Mission. And I think that's increased some of that flow.
There were some other things from the 10 steps from April LaFrance.
Yeah.
I think he has some ideas. The Good News Rescue Mission should not be a dump place.
Mm-mm.
You agree with that?
Yep.
But now you're taking a look at how you can help people in this. I know a couple of your people that are going through that three-year program.
The 18-month?
18-month program, okay. And who graduated from that.
Yeah.
Who are now working with you all. And they see, you know, they've completely turned their lives around.
Mm-hmm.
The economy here in town. We need the idea of jobs. Would that help the people that you see?
It would, but I will tell you the truth. We have a fantastic job readiness program. We have people getting jobs every single week. If you really want a job, honestly, there are jobs here.
There are jobs out here.
There are a tremendous number of jobs that are open. But here's the deal. They're not always going to be career jobs that you're going to be able to have a nice retirement pension later in life. And so that's okay. Because this is still a job you can get involved in. It's entry level. And you know what? You can work your way up somewhere. And so there are a lot of entry level jobs. Yeah, I mean, we have people every single week getting jobs with us. So that's good. I'm encouraged by that.
Great. Okay, let's go to the phones quickly. Mary, we just got a couple of minutes left. You have a comment?
Yes, I know you only have a couple of minutes for both your guests.
Okay.
You know how when you call SPCA and you can sponsor the animals, or you go overseas and you can sponsor a child or whatever? I think a sponsor system for the homeless, when they come in, you ask them, are you already being sponsored? And it just throws a bewilderment on them, and they go, well, no. And they say, well, where have you gotten help from before, et cetera. But putting in a sponsorship of some sort, like getting Home Depot to sponsor one or another agency to sponsor two or something like that, getting the sponsorship behind them takes the sponsorship off of Good News. They go to Good News because they want to be sponsored by Good News. They want food and whatever. So anyway, that's just a thought.
Thanks a lot, Mary.
I'll tell you, Mary, behind the scenes right now, we're getting ready to unveil a project that's coming out in a couple weeks. It's not my project to unveil, but we have one where our community will be able to sponsor our homeless here, and it will create community. I think it will be revolutionary.
I want you to come back on the show, you know, when you get ready to launch that, and let's talk about that. Okay, we've only got like a minute and a half left. Little houses, small houses, good idea. Maybe time is coming.
Well, I'll say this. So Doug Christian's Shasta Humanity Project, the little homes, I see we can have a partnership. The mission provides job readiness and things for people to break that cycle, and that's a good segue for people to transition into housing.
It's got to be a controlled housing.
It has to be controlled.
Like I said yesterday, I think the idea has merit and deserves discussion. You know, I'm waiting to hear back from chiefs of those areas that have them so I can get the call for service kind of impact on policing thing. But, you know, really, I think for the homelessness issue in total, it requires some leadership. And really, I think the only person, quite frankly, that I've seen that's been willing to step up and take a leadership role, not just in his own organization, but with other charities as well, and making sure that we're solving the condition of homelessness and not enabling it, is Jonathan. I congratulate him for that.
Is the city council out of this one? I mean, I haven't seen them.
No, that's part of the public safety blueprint, and hopefully Jonathan will be part of that committee that helps to develop that portion.
Okay. Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carl.
It's not
thank
the
you.
Last time because we're going to be talking other things. And, of course, Rob Paletti, Reading Police Chief, thank you for everything you do and your men in blue out there, the thin blue line. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow you're going to be able to hear this again. I know it's going to hurt some people's feelings. I always like to hear my voice fresh every day, but you're going to be able to hear this one tomorrow again and share it with your friends. Have a great weekend, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR.
Live local late-breaking news. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Months looks like it will come on Sunday. Hillary Clinton will post an online video declaring that she is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. That word today from people familiar with her plans. President Obama and Cuban President Castro have spoken by phone ahead of their expected encounter at a regional summit in Panama. It's only the second known conversation between leaders of the U.S. and Cuba in more than 50 years. Also at SRNNews.com, the Illinois governor is heading to northern Illinois for an up-close look at the storm damage. Tornadoes raced across parts of the Midwest last night, at least two touching down in Illinois. In Fairdale, Fire Chief Chad Connell says a number of homes were blown away.
Roughly 17 homes are completely off their foundations.
Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Bickle knows how that feels.
We went to work and helped the other people that need